Okay, so we're continuing in the Akedas Yitzchak. Today there's a very nice piece on Ki Ata Yadati. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I know, Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, that you are a God-fearing person, V'lo Chasachta Es Bincha Es Yechidecha Mimeni. Oh, we got delayed, so you're on time. And you didn't hold back your son, your only son, from me. So Hashem praises Avraham Avinu. He says, now I know you're God-fearing. You're a Yorei Elokim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, V'chinas ha'ahava gedolahi mibchinas ha'yiro. As everyone knows, the aspect of loving is greater than the aspect of fearing. It is l'chora, right? It is a bigger praise to praise that praise a person that he loves Hashem rather than that he is in awe of Hashem. The level of Avas Hashem is traditionally considered a higher madrega than Yiras Hashem. Avraham oyhav oshel makom hayo. Now Avraham Avinu was, right, in love with Hashem. He was an oyhev of Hashem. He loved Hashem. K'moish ne'emar, as it says, the explicit pasuk in Yishayo, Avraham oyhavai, Avraham ohavi, right? Avraham who loves me. Ome'ata yesh lehavin echi tachen. So if that's the case, then we have to understand echi tachen, how is it possible? Shelacha kol aseret ha'nisyonot, after all the 10 trials that Avraham Avinu went through, nishtabeach Avraham emidas ha'yiro bilvad, he was praised as just having Yiras Hashem and not Avas Hashem. Okay, everybody please mute themselves. Okay, thanks. So that is a very big question, right? After he's now, this was the final, this was the end of the 10 trials, and after all these 10 trials, what's the, you know, the jackpot that he hits? Ah, you're a Yorei Elokim. Why not say something bigger, that he's an Oyev Hashem? He loves Hashem. He won't hold anything back from Hashem. Lebi'uram shel dvarim nir eloi mekach. To explain things, it seems like this, as follows. He begins quoting the Sifra in Parshas Bechukosai. It says as follows. V'salachti b'seichichem v'chulei. The Pasuk says that I'm going to walk amongst you. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitayel im HaTzadikim b'gan Eden latid lavo. Says the Sifra, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stroll with the Tzadikim, with the righteous, in Gan Eden, in the future. V'Tzadikim ro'im oto, and the Tzadikim are going to see him. U'mizdaze'im milefanav, and they're going to be in trepidation of him. They're going to be like, you know, shaking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he's walking right there amongst them, so they're going to be shaking. Mizdazim, va'omer lahem, and then he's going to say to them, "Hareini kayoytze bechem, chill out. I'm like one of you." That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to. Don't be so, you know. Don't worry. I'm one of you. That's what he says. Hareini kayoytze bechem. It's the lashon of the sifra. Yachil says the sifra. So what? You might think lo yehi mori'i aleichem. You might think that my awe, right, or fear, it's better translated, awe, will not need to be upon you, or won't be upon you. Like there's no need for Yiras Hashem. Talmud Loima, therefore, comes the end of the Pasuk and says, I'm going to be for you as a God. And a God, of course, demands awe. So it's not pshat. Yes, I will be like one of you. I will be, right, strolling and being a part of you. But there will still need to be Meir Shemayim. There will still be that awe of God. Lemar, the intention of the Sifra is to say as follows. Shemida sahava zekuka lemida seira gamkein. The measure, the midah of love, the trait of love, requires the trait of fear or awe as well. It's not enough just to love Hashem. It needs, alongside that love, needs to be a yira as well. לאחר עשרת הניסיונות, הגיע אברהם לפסגת המדרגות כולן. After the 10 trials that Avram went through, he reached the pinnacle of all the levels. He reached the top. V'nizkayim boy, v'hitzalachti b'seichichem, atayelimachem began Eden ke'echad mikem. And it was nizkayim by him, right? That pasuk. He got to that point of that pasuk that I will walk amongst you, meaning I will stroll with you in Gan Eden like one of you. He got such a close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like there with him. Ke'echad mikem. Dafka b'sha'a zu, nidrash haya sheyitkayem bo gam v'ayisi lachem lalikim. So specifically at that moment was demanded, was necessary, that also the pasuk of I will be for you a God would be miskayim, would be kept and be expressed. Zu midas hayira, and that is the midah of yira, that is the midah of awe, fear of Hashem. Ata yodati ki yireh elokim ata. Now I know that you are God-fearing. Umikan nishadish lano. And from here, it is, you know, nishadish to us. Right? We get this new understanding. Sha'afal pi sha'igi Avram Avinu lepisgata shel madregat ahava. Even though Avram Avinu reached that pinnacle of the madrega of love, nevertheless, his yira, his fear of Hashem, was complete in all its details and all the specifics. So that is the chiddush over here, that even though he got to the tippy top of yiras Hashem, I'm sorry, of avas Hashem, he got through the right, which is the highest madrega. After all that, even still, which is, he's pointing to the Sifra, which is really telling us this thing, that the tzaddikim are going to get to this, they're going to get this zchus of being Kadosh Baruch Hu being metayel im tzaddikim, which shows the love, right? And to the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Areini keyotze bechem, I'm like you. What is Ahava? Ahava is binding. It's where you're both on the same level. There's a connection here of equality, really. That's what really Ahava is, right? As opposed to Moira Yira, which is one on top, one below, right? The Ahava is the togetherness, is the bond. So the Matayel Imachem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Matayel with the Tzaddikim, he's strolling with the Tzaddikim and still saying, don't worry, don't get so mizdazeh, I'm one of you. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's expressing the love, their connection of Ahava with the Tzaddikim. Even still, so that's what goes on over here by the Akedah. Kadosh, Avram Avinu gets that top of Madregas Ahava. He's ready now to be metayel with a Kadosh Baruch Hu began Eden, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I'm like you, I'm one of you. But the biggest thing is that even at that point, he still has Yerushalayim. We're going to see what the significance of this is. Hatoar, the description, Yirei Elokim, Yorei Elokim, right? God fearing. Shinizgala etzel Avram Avinu, that was revealed by Avram Avinu. Lo hayta bo rak hora'a al ma'alat hayira'a shel Avram. It wasn't just an instruction. It wasn't just showing the level of yira of Avram. Haya bo bitui lechol ma'alotav u'madrigotav hanisgavot. It really is an expression of all the milas, of all the milas of Avram Avinu and all his amazing madregas. Shekein, because b'ma'alat ha'ira'a klulot ma'alot kulan. In the ma'ala, in the that level of yira, is included all the milas. Okay, the yira really encompasses within it all the milas. Hi hayisod v'basis l'kulan. It's the foundation and the base for all the milas. V'leloy hasogas ha'yira, and without attaining the yira, ein erech v'kim l'milas ha'cheras, there's no value and no sustaining the other milas. And I'm going to explain what he's doing over here. He's really, this is like almost every, a lot of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, if not all, you know, really of all Torah, that's the truth. But here, clearly, this is where he's coming from Kabbalah. Al pi Kabbalah, the Midah of Yira is the Midah which is called Malchus. Okay, which is the lowest of the spheres, the low, right? But being that it's the lowest of the spheres, it's also the entrance. Ze Ashar La Hashem Sadikim Yavoy Ze is Malchus, where you point. It's the manifestation, it's the clear expression, it's the tfisa, it's the grasping of something in a way where you can point to it. Ze Ashar, that's the gateway La Hashem Sadikim Yavoy Vo, all the Tzadikim go through that Shar of Malchus. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about Nevuah, also the Sfarim explain, the Ramchal has Arichas on this in Das Tfunas, another Sfarim of his, right? It's all the Nevuah, always you have to first climb through, you have to go through that gate of Yira. Because the Yira is the Malchus, the idea of Malchus is, right? It's the gateway which allows all the other Milus to be got, right? It allows, and therefore in a certain sense, it includes within it all the other milos. Okay, it's the first step for any milo that you're going to talk about, and therefore, in a certain sense, includes within it all the other steps. They're just not fleshed out yet. So that is the godless of Yirei Elokim, right? In a certain sense, it's the expression of the fact that Avraham Avinu has all the milos. Because when we say that he is a Yirei Elokim, what it means is, if the Torah is saying that he's Yirei Elokim, the most shleimus dike yira possible. You know, he's the most shleimus dike Yirei Elokim, the most perfect Yirei Elokim, which means, if that's a perfect Malchus, then everything is incorporated in it. It means that, because again, it works two ways. It works from the bottom up and the up downwards. In the climb, right, you have to go through Yiras Hashem in order to get to the higher levels. By the way, the Zohar asks the Stira, relates the Stira of what's first, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, is Yira Kodemis L'Chachma, the Mishnah Novice, right? Imein Yira, Ein Chachma, Ein Chachma, Ein Yira. There's a back and forth. You need some kind of level of Yira, right, in order to start climbing. But after you go through the levels of Chachma, meaning the higher level, and you come back, then you're going to be, it's going to penetrate you, and there is going to come over you a whole new level of Yira, which is a higher level. Instead of just the Yira Tata, the lower Yira, you're now going to have Yira Ila'a, you're going to have a higher Yira. The Yira Saroimus, instead of just the Yira Sa'inish, which started you off. And that Yira Saroimus already is an expression of all the higher Milos that you already got. So it might still be, it still is a Malchus, but it's the Malchus after you've gone up to the top, and now how it comes and, you know, comes in flows through the whole system, making your lowest level sphere of Malchus, of Yira, so beautiful and high, so Shalimdik. So that's really what Yaakov Moshe is saying, is that when the Torah says that Avraham Avinu is a Yirei Elokim, that's an expression to all the Milos, because it's the starting point on which all the Milos are able to exist, or able to be reached, first of all, and then able to be maintained. And I'm just adding to it, because I think that's really also part of what he's saying, it also actually expresses the actualized Milos that are above Yira. Right, because that Yira has become now more shalim than it started off with. It's the most shalimistic. If the Torah testifies on Avraham Avinu that is Yira Elokim, then it's the biggest Yira possible. Now, Midas HaYira, the Mida of Yira Shahisa Mitzuya B'Mohusa Shel Avraham. You see, here you can see this, what I'm just saying, right, about the manifestation of it. He says, the measure of Yira, the Mida, the characteristic of Yira, that was found in the essence of Avraham, lo nitgalta b'fol ad maisa akeda. It didn't become revealed in actuality until the maisa of the akeda. It was still latent until the maisa of the akeda. Why is the Yira coming through in the maisa of akeda? Taima shel davar kachu. The reason of this is as follows, and this is just fascinating. We'll see. Ka'amur haya Avram shalem b'madrigas ahava. Like we said, Avram was wholesome in the level of ava. V'yodavak b'kutche b'richo b'dveikus hamitis v'achlus gemuro. And he was clinging, he was cleaving to Hashem with the true dveikus and with the complete achdus. with a complete unity. Mitochach loy hayu laAvram ritzenis atzmiyim milvad ritzenis shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, Avram didn't have any of his own personal wills other than the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know how a person sometimes has a little, you know, we all have the wills. We have certain things that we want. There was none of that by Avram Avinu. None of it. Avram Avinu wanted one thing out of life, out of every moment of his life. All that he wanted was the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. Mashal l'ratzon ha'oile b'lev ha'adam. And he brings a parable to the will of a person that goes up in the heart of a person. In other words, right, you have a certain desire, a certain will that comes into your heart. You want something. Shemiyad kol evorim margishim bo. Immediately all the limbs feel it. Ve'omdim achen lemal'o. And they're immediately waiting to fill that ratzon. So for example, if you want to eat something, so immediately all the limbs are ready to get you that food, to go to the cabinet and take that out and eat it, whatever, go to the refrigerator and eat it, whatever it is, right? Right away your evarim are with you. They're there right away. Without any need from the person to conquer his limbs and to force them to that. Unless he has another ratzon besides that, which is called laziness. Okay, but he's talking about in a pure abstract sense. Kach gam Avram, nimshach ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Avram was drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke barzel achrei ha'evan ha'shoeves, like an iron that's drawn after a magnet. Performing the will of the Creator.
That mashal is.
What's that?
Predates the Maimara. Metal chasing a magnet.
Svarim, in different whatever. Yeah.
It's beautiful mashal.
Yeah. So he says the performance of the will of the Creator. Okay. By Avram Avinu, didn't take on that form of receiving and accepting upon yourself or himself the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by conquering his own personal ratzon and submitting it before the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That wasn't how it was by Hashem. Right, because there was no conquering necessary. He wanted whatever Hashem wanted. It was just so natural. In such a way, it was impossible for the Yira, for his trait of Yira, to ever be expressed. There was no way for Yiras Hashem to ever be expressed by Avram Avinu. He was so in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He so did not have any personal desires and wants of his own, of wills of his own. The only thing he wanted was the Ratzon Hashem. So there was never a place for Yira to be manifest. Legilui midas ha'Yira, it's Avram. So to reveal the midah of Yira by Avram, and the aspect of his accepting authority, meaning accepting Hashem's authority, that was the purpose of this final Nisayin of the Akedah, the trial of the Akedah, which was so unique and amazingly unique. Why? This is a murid, I love this cheshbon that he makes, and I'm going to show you. This cheshbon is actually in the Derech Pikudecha of the Bnei Yisoschar, of the Baal Bnei Yisoschar. That's why I brought the Sefer. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe like this. Ratzin Hashem hoya la'mitam shel dvarim. Right? What was the will of Hashem at the time of the Akedah? In truth. Right? In truth, the Ratzin of Hashem was, Shavram yale es Yitzchak ala Mizbeach. Avram will bring Yitzchak up onto the Mizbeach. V'lo she'ishchat ato b'fal. But not that he should actually go ahead and slaughter him. That never was the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever wanted, and he brings a medrash to say this, was just Avram should bring Yitzchak up. And we saw, right, that's the Lashon, right? L'haloysoy, to bring him up, but not to shecht him. Ulam Avram, hevin shalav lishchat es Yitzchak. But Avram understood that he's supposed to shecht Yitzchak. V'lishpach dama kemayim, and to spill his blood like water. Mekevan she be'etzem lo yizeh ha'yaratan Hashem Yizbarach. Now, since this was not really the Ratzon of Hashem, this was not the will of Hashem, Gam LaAvram Lo Yaya Ratzon LaZeh. So Avram also didn't have a will for this. He was completely in tune with the Ratzon of Hashem. So whatever Hashem wanted, he wanted. Here comes along something which he understands is the Ratzon Hashem. He understands the Tzivui to be the Ratzon Hashem, but Hashem doesn't really want this. Right? It's like a trick. But because Hashem doesn't really want it, he also doesn't want it. This is the first time in his life this ever happened. He's expected to do something which he's not in tune with. He doesn't have that Ratzon. Gam LaAvram Lo Ratzon LaZeh. He didn't have Ratzon for this either, because Hashem didn't. And nevertheless, he puts in this effort to conquer his will. He does not want to kill his son Yitzchak. So he has to conquer his will not to kill, right? He has to conquer it and go ahead and, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. The Kabbalah of Oil Merusi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept upon himself the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Kayim Es Tzivli Hashem, and to perform the commandment of Hashem, Af Al Pi Shal HaYugish B'Kiu Boi Kol Rotzen Lasez Ois, even though he didn't feel inside of himself any sort of will to do this. Kach Nitgalta B'Avram Midas HaYira, that is how the Midah of Yira was revealed in Avram, Ata Yadati, now I know, Kirei L'Kimata. Fascinating. Now listen to this diuk that the Bnei Yisachar says, which expresses this point in the Psukim. It's unbelievable. The Igra de Pirka is a Ois Resh Chof Beis, if anybody wants to look it up. Rechev. Okay. Ois Rechev. So he says, Betei Sefta. Wait 1 second. Give me a hand.
Reish Chof Beis.
Yep. Betosefta. Lo yishtamesh adam b'fanav yadav raglav el chvod koneo. The Tosefta says, I don't know what the Tosefta is, a person should never use his hands, his feet, el chvod koneo, except for the honor, the glory of his creator. Shenemar, as it says, kol pa'al Hashem l'maneo. Everything Hashem has made is for his behalf. Right? Hakol bara lichvay, that we say, right? In Bracha. Ad kan l'shona, that's the lashon of Sefta. Hi hadavar, asher bir b'chayves alavavos. This is what the chayves alavavos explain, the geder ha'eved ha'neman, in how to classify what a loyal servant of Hashem is. Asher lo yagia, asher lo yania, rifruf eino, that he won't even move like his eyelid, rak b'afokas rotzayin Hashem Yisbarach, only for carrying out the rotz and the will of Hashem. Ulahavina inyan hatzivi lecha tzionim lilmodas b'divrei chassid b'chayvus halavavos. He says, if you really want to understand this inyan, you gotta go ahead, delve into the chayvus halavavos on this issue. She'ein shomayse bo'olam rak tzivi azar. There's nothing in this world other than the command and warning of Hashem. Everything is a mitzvah. Why? Because even things that are called rishus, right? We know that there's iser, there's mitzvah, and in between there's rishus, which you could do it, you don't have to do it. So even things that are rishus, ultimately don't really leave the category of commandment and warning of Hashem. Because if it's necessary for the person, so then that's Bechlal B'tzivah. Hashem wants you to take care of you. He commands you to do what you need to do to be a healthy person. And if it's from excess, which you don't need, so then it's Bechlal Hazara. And that is what we explained in the Parash of Akeda. And he says that he heard afterwards that Rav Menachem Mendel also said this over. Vayishlach Avram es yadoy. I'm not sure which one he's referring to, so I can't say.
Okay.
I don't know. So vayishlach Avram es yadoy. The pasuk says Avram. This is by the Akedah, right? He says Avram sent out his hand. He sent his hand. Vayikach lemachelas, and he took the knife. It's like, you know, very descriptive, extremely descriptive. Takushim ufur semes. It's a famous question. Why does the pasuk have to give me such a lengthy lashon? Avram sent his hand and took. Is there anyone that doesn't know that in order to take a knife, you have to send your hand to take the knife? So should have just said he took the knife. What do we find? Like every single time somebody takes something in Tanakh, it's a, he sent his hand and took. No. So what's going on over here? Avolkenu Hadova. But the matter is as follows. Avram Avinu Lohitnanea Shum Ever. Avram Avinu was like what the Chayv HaSilvavus describes, the Evanem and the loyal Evan. He did not move a single limb, ki im bafokas ritzon yitzra, except to carry out the will of his creator. So his limbs became so accustomed to that, to the point that no limb ever wanted to do any kind of action, rak sheyia b'zeh mitzvah, unless there was a mitzvah. His limbs were just, they didn't move unless there was a mitzvah here to be done. Now over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him only, take your son and bring him up as an oilo. So up to the point where he brings him up onto the Mizbeach, that's a mitzvah. So Avram moves, Avram does. We don't have any like, he took his feet and moved, walked, you know, like it doesn't. As opposed to the actions that took place afterwards, v'hayi b'zeh mitzvah. There was no mitzvah here. Because Hashem didn't really command him to shecht. He thought he commanded him to shecht. No, he didn't. V'lo rotz tahayad lases pula. So Avram's hand didn't move. It didn't want to do this action. V'zeh shekosuv v'yivin sham Avram es ha-mizbeach. Hinei zeh mitzvah. So therefore when it says, Avram built there a mizbeach, that was a mitzvah. V'chein v'yaruch es ha-eitzim. Or when it says, he arranged the wood, v'chein v'yakod, v'chulei, v'chein v'yosem, so all these psukim, right? It's all great. Over there, it doesn't go through this lengthy lashon, it just tells you what he did. Over kan, but here, kvar nigmar tziv Hashem Yisbarach. The command of Hashem Yisbarach was already finished. Ki lo el alev Hashem Yisbarach lishchoites Yitzchak. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never thought, never intended that he should shecht, he should slaughter Yitzchak. And so, yeah, Avram's hand didn't want to move from its place. It wasn't ready to move. There's no mitzvah here. It didn't want to move from its place to take the knife. Avram Avinu was, he suspected, apparently there's a Maisa Satan, or apparently the Satan is starting it up with me. And don't forget, we know from the Medrash, there was a whole huge bunch of attempts from the Satan to hold him back. So he thought, okay, the Satan maybe got the better of me over here, and is like, you know, it's not working. I'm not, my hand is not going. Avram sent his hand, which means he had to give force. He had to apply himself. This wasn't a typical, you know, Rutzen, like the Rebbe Yaakov Moshe describes, like the moment that you the Rutzen goes on the heart, your Ivarim are already ready to work. No, he had to force himself. Vayikach semachelis, and he took the knife. Right, it's not just vayikach semachelis, he took the knife. It's vayishlach Avram es yado. He had to send his hand by force, and he took the knife.
That's a different cheshbon to the Memara, but it's right. Memaram is because there wasn't Rutzen Hashem. His Ivarim didn't want to do it. Over here, it's Choshesh that it's the Sultan's holding it back. Either way, it's the Pu'ula, the demonstration of Yer Shemayim.
Yeah, no, but. The
Kiddush of Me'marim that yeah. His lack of Ratzon was coming because it wasn't Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah.
Is Me'marim.
No, he says the same thing over here. Because if it was a mitzvah, he would have wanted to do it. His limbs would have wanted to do it.
He says, Duma.
That was why it wasn't working. He was chesh himself. It's the same cheshbon. The Bnei Sos is also saying, if it was a mitzvah, his hand would have done it right away, without like it always did. His hand was always willing to move for a mitzvah. But because here the Ratzon Hashem, it really wasn't a mitzvah, Hashem really didn't command him to shecht, so his hand didn't move. He didn't say what's going on. Right? He thought, okay, maybe the Satan is messing around with me and got the better of me over here. My hand is not moving, so he had to force himself. But it's the same cheshbon that Avram's limbs moved only to do mitzvah, only to do Ratzon Hashem. And without that, they wouldn't move. And therefore, it took an extra forcing himself. So he says, V'zeshekosu v'yishlach Avram. That's why he says, V'yishlach Avram. It doesn't just say Vayir. The whole time we're talking about Avram over here. Has to tell me his name. That's another kasha. So he says, L'choyro tevis Avram miyutar. That's who we're talking about over there in the pasuk. Rakhoyroinu bazeh. He taught us with this. The Torah teaches us with this. Liyishma Avram. Being that his name was Avram, Ramach. Right? Avram is the gematria of 248. K'mo shekosuv. Kvakidish Ramach Evorov. Because he already was Mekadesh his 248 Evarim. That's why he was called Avram, right? Initially his name was Avram, he became Avram when he got the Shlemus, right? That's the 248, Ramach. Leval Yaseh Shumpul, he was already Mekadesh his 248 limbs, that they should never ever do any action, Rak Bafakas Ritzoin HaYotzer, except for carrying out the will of the Creator. Al Kein Leiratzta Yadlas is Pu'ula, and therefore his hand did not want to do any action, Ad Sheshalcha B'Kochav Oz, until he had to force it. Ad Sheshivo HaMalach, until the Malach told him, Al Tishlach Yotcha, don't be Sheleach your hand. Don't force it. Like, interesting Lashon, right? Not don't kill him. Al tishlach yotcha. That same shlichus yad that we saw before. Don't continue forcing yourself here. Ki kadin asta yad. Your hand is doing right. Your hand who's not willing to move is doing right. She'ein b'zeh mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah here. You're not supposed to be shechting him. V'day b'zeh l'maskil. So it's very fascinating. Just to add this to what Rabbi Kamosha says, is that there's a diuk in the pasuk over here. The diuk in the mamish, a beautiful diuk in the pasuk. Vayishlach ziyada, he had to force his hand, because, like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, his hevarim were so in tune to doing the Ratzon Hashem, they wouldn't move without it being the Ratzon Hashem. So that's my riddick. Any questions or ha'aris? Okay, let's move on to the next piece over here. It's small, I think we can do it. Vayaleu la'oila tachas b'noi, and he brought him up as an oila instead of his, I should say. He brought it up, he's talking about the isle that was there, that he found, right? And he brought up the isle, he shechted the isle, instead of his son. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, kol dvar chochma sheba min ha'elyon mevakesh la'achiz b'maisa. It's very, very interesting, you say what she says here. Any dvar chochma, anything of chochma, that of wisdom that comes from the higher worlds, like a his oir is coming from above, mevakesh lo, it seeks out an achiza in maisa, to hold on, to take, to be manifested in action. It very much reminds me and probably others of the Ramban, right? Any time that you have his oir, right? What's the lashon of pasuk? Achatechbat is the end, but what's the lashon before that? Ava, where we have a shirashim or something? Okay, I forget the lashon. It's a very simple one.
Is it
im to'ira sa'ava achatechbot? Im to'ira sa'ava, if you awaken the ava, it has to be, says the Ramban, until you put it into a chayfetz, until you put it into an object. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that's the site here, he's saying that any dvar chachma, like as oiris that comes from above, it requires, it's asking, it needs, it wants to be fleshed out into action. Kol zman she'inenu magil chal maisa, as long as it doesn't reach being put into action, lo hishlim adayin et cheftzo, it didn't yet complete its desire, lahalot et ha-maisa le-madregat ruchaniyut mle'a, to elevate the action to the madrega of full spirituality. Lachen lo yanuach ve'lo yishkot ad ashim tzalu ma'aseh. And therefore, that is earth won't rest, it won't be quiet. The person's still going to feel, you know, something going on, bubbling in him, until he'll find an action to carry out. Mishum kach lo niskara dejel shel Avram Avinu, and therefore the das of Avram Avinu didn't become cooled off. When he didn't merit to perform this mitzvah to bring his son up on the mizbeach as a carbon, right? Okay, fine. The Malach told him not, but he had this gewaltige hisiris to carry out the Ratzon Hashem, which he thought was shechting. It was still bubbling in him even after. So he was not. He was still hot. He still was not cool. He was still. He didn't calm down yet. Until he saw another aisle that was, you know, in the entangled up in the shrubbery there, whatever it was, in its with its horns, and was able to then bring it up as an oile instead of his son. Now he had a maisa where he was able to bring it out in a maisa. That's why it says, he pictured in his mind that that ram is his son. And was with all his yearning and his love for his son, that's he mustered up that image in his mind that he's killing his son over here with that isle, because that put this gewaltiges iris of morus, of kabbalas morus, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of carrying out the will and the authority of Hashem at the highest level, that brought out, and that now that cool, that oh, that his service now found its place and found its chayfis. Last piece on the Akedah. Vayikra Avram Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yemer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. Okay, this is a mysterious piece. Bahar Hashem, he brings it to Medrash, Zar Sinai. On the mountain of Hashem, this is Har Sinai. Obviously over there it was Har Moriah. But there's a connection between, in a few Chazal, and we find this, there's a connection between, a deeper connection between Har Sinai and Har Moriah. And that's what the Chazal of the Adarshan, Bahar Hashem is Har Sinai, which shamt his gal also bechinas nafshi yotze bedvar, that there in the future will be revealed that that bechina, that aspect of my soul goes out with his word. Shall call dibur v'dibur shakadosh baruch hu yotze nishmasa sheyisrael v'huchzer lehem, that on every single dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single statement and speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisham of Klal Yisrael left by the Aseres HaDibros and then was brought back into them. They died each time. Just the dibur of Hashem, that was enough. The Nisham flies out and then they were given it back. Shem Tizgale over there on the Har Hashem, Har Sinai, will be revealed the Madregas Akidosa Shel Yitzchak Sheparcha Nishmasei V'Huchzer Eloi. So that same thing that was described by Har Sinai is what took place on Har Moriah, where Yitzchak's neshama, we know, flew out of him and then was brought back to him. So that's the connection he's explaining. Bahar Hashem is the Har Sinai. It's that same phenomenon of Nafshi Yotza Bidvari. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, I have such a gewaldige hisiris that the neshama mamish leaves, like Nadav Avihu. The Aruch Chaim describes that that's what happened by Nadav Avihu. It's a gewaldige ava that the neshama just wants to just cleave to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it leaves its body and boom, death. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back the neshama into us, into Yitzchak, and Lazalov by Har Sinai brought it back into us, and so I guess Shem Tizgala, meaning Laosid, I guess is when Har Sinai took place. That was Nisgala, what happened by Yitzchak, that kind of that phenomenon. Okay, it's good to see everybody back, and a good vach to everyone, a good chaydesh. And we should make a siyum on that case. Okay, there's a Shem move right there. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know. I think it's a medrash. Oh, which one?
Yitzchak died, came back to life.
Oh, that's in Chazal. Yeah, there's a medrash like that.